The kingdom of heaven is not a complicated formula of working a system to receive increase. Learn from Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory how to operate in heaven's economics and receive the hundredfold.
Open your Bibles to Mark chapter 10. Verse 17, please. When Jesus was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master," or Rabbi, "all these have I observed from my youth." That's why he was wealthy. You understand? That's why he was wealthy. Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Glory, money and all. He loved him. And he said to him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me." I want you to notice something here. This is a side issue, but in one way, but yet it's very, very, very important. The only people that Jesus said, "Come and follow me," became apostles. He said that to the apostles of the Lamb. The 12. Was this not a proper replacement for Judas? Good thought, isn't it? Amen. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, grief is a killer. Grief, particularly when you hadn't lost anything yet. Depression is grieving over stuff you hadn't lost. It's a mean thing depression is. Grief is a sense of loss. He didn't. That's fine. He was sad. It's not fine, but he's still all right. He's grieved. He's still all right. But he didn't have to go away. That was a bad decision. He could have said, "Jesus, I don't understand that. I had more confidence in you than that. And I'm mad. And I'm hurt, but I'm not leaving. You've got the words of life. I'm going to stay with you." Change the whole situation. Amen. Now then, Jesus looked around about and saith unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, "Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Now, I had a news media person say this to me and challenging me over wealth and so forth. And she quoted that to me. "It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And I said, you need to read the rest of that. Jesus said, now look, how hard is it for them that trust in riches? Not that he's rich. He trusts in riches. That's what this man was doing. And it cost him, I think, now you know, that's just between you and me and God, but I think it cost him apostleship. At that time. Tradition says it was Barnabas. Now, I haven't studied it deeply enough to be able to really confirm that. I believe it was. Amen. Then he said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And these real poor guys said, yeah, I know that's true. They were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Jesus, looking upon them, saith, now I'm not through with that. Every man on his staff was wealthy. Every one of them. It's a little shaky how Matthew got his, but anyway, he's a wealthy guy. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I mean, he's a tax collector, and just, you know, a little. But that all stopped, didn't it? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. With men, it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Who are you with? Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man, no person, that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold. Now, in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, not wives. And lands with persecutions. Of course the persecutions are coming. And in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Praise God. You know what that is? That is your true lifetime Jesus Care Program. I mean, when Gloria and I were at Oral Roberts University, let me, and I tried to explain it, but you need to get the sense of this. Gloria would go in the supermarket and pray in tongues that she would not have to take anything back at the checkout counter. Because we had so little money. And never did have to. Amen. So, that was the condition. And I saw that the blessing of Abraham has come on glory in me. Well, I wonder what that means. See, I was a scripturally illiterate. I hadn't read this book. And I believed it, but I hadn't read it. Now, I got that from my mom and dad. Mother read it, daddy believed it. Whatever Vanetta said that it said, and he believed every word of it. And then later, I mean, he was 60-some years old, and he decided he's going to start reading the Bible. And he said, Kenneth, this is wonderful. Oh, I don't say he never read it, of course, but he didn't study it. And he was like the man in the book of James. He read it and loved it, but not with the idea of acting on it and so forth. But then after they both got filled with the Holy Spirit, and after I began to teach the word of faith, and the Lord told my mother, he said, you receive him as your minister and not just your son, and things will change. So anyway, glory to God. I came home from school one day, and I said, Glory, I read over there where God made Abraham rich. Rich, rich, rich. Rich, 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 rich. And then Isaac, oh. And you read, it said he became wealthy and wealthier and wealthier and very wealthy indeed. And he became so rich, the king got mad at him because, and study this from Jewish literature like the Chumash and so forth, and you find out that where he lived was more palatial than the palace of the king, and he was very jealous of it. Anyway, I thought, now wait a minute. The blessing of Abraham through Jesus had come on me. Whoa. Really? Yeah, that's what it says. And Abraham is, you know, rich. I finally got it out. Rich. That's a Bible word. It's a big Bible word, both in the Old and the New Covenant. The poverty doctrine is not in the Bible. Now, there are things in there that you can draw that from it, but not from the entire work. It's not there. It's been built there. Not by people, but by the devil trying to keep the money out of the hands of the church. Anyway, I'm telling you, I got so sad about that, I could hardly wait to get home. I got home and I set Gloria down there and I read her those scriptures and I said, Gloria, we're rich now. This ain't nothing but a matter of time, girl. And we just got so happy. Hallelujah. Gloria said she believed it. And we've been believing it ever since. And he's made us rich. He's made us rich. You don't like rich preachers, you better get out of here right now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's rich preachers all up and down these rows. Glory to God. Oh, that narrow, there's no telling, you know. Oh, and this one, oh, my goodness. You mean to tell me you're independently wealthy? No, I'm dependently wealthy. Now, my own personal net worth, it ain't all that much. It's good, don't misunderstand me. In comparison, yeah. Our home, all the land, the gas wells, all of that belongs to the ministry. Doesn't belong to us personally. And I forget that the world, you know, doesn't know that. And they think that I own the whole thing. No, I just work there. I got a good job. Glo and I both do. Amen. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. We serve a loving God who does not want... I can prove it to you from the book of Deuteronomy, where the scripture says, and particularly if you read it in the New Loving, that's a good title. The New Living Testament and the Classic Amplified Testament. God referring to his covenant people. He said there should be no poor among you. God's provided for everyone to have far more than enough. Every human being far more than enough. It's lack of knowledge and tradition that makes the word of God no effect. Man-made doctrines, which is the devil stealing and killing and destroying. And wonderful people. I'm talking about godly, good people laboring under that. Hurting. And of course, then the devil's going to get them out with us because they think because of our money we're going to hell. Now, I'll tell you what will send you to hell. Not money, but the love of it. Now, I got to tell you something else about heaven's economics. Now, this is something that the Lord taught me. And at first, it troubled me. But you have to get out of the natural realm over into the spirit. In the natural realm, one put 1,000 to flight. Two. Now, wait a minute. If one put 1,000 to flight, two would put 2,000 to flight. Maybe four. Actually, by the law of synergy, one put 1,000 to flight, two would put 3,000 to flight. That's scientific. In the spirit, one put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000. You don't say you're rich after you get the money and the land and the houses. You notice he said houses. Houses. Not three little tiny ones either. I kind of got jumped out about that today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for being our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for being our high priest. Yes, sir, I'll do that. I got all wound up and I didn't tell you what I was supposed to tell you about the spiritual concept. Let's say, Bill and Pat, God instructed you to put $10 into the ministry. Instructed you to put $10 in the ministry. And let's say for Jesus' sake and the gospel, and you receive 100-fold on it in this life. So 100 times 10 is $10. I said it wrong. Yeah, no, I didn't. Hundred times ten. $1,000. So, now wait a minute. This is not a singular deal. These are partners. Part of a unit. I had difficulty with this until the Lord brought me back to that one put 1,000 flight, two put 10,000 flight. 10, 20, 30, 40. Now, wait a minute. 100 times 40. $4,000, $4,000, $4,000, $4,000. in the spirit. But Zechariah 9:11-12 says the devil. Well, that doesn't sound as like as good a deal. Holy. The power of the devil is enormous. It's mind-boggling. Until you actually see the math on it. And it's hard to conceive of the math. Doubling for 30 days a penny every day. On the 30th day, you'll have $10,000. So make it $10. Whoa. At the end of 30 days, you got $10 million. And that's simple math. And that's Zechariah 9:11-12. Okay. Well, now, think about it. That means that as long as you're obeying God in these offerings, it's an accumulative seed. Everybody in here has sown a net into this ministry. Each one is accounted a net of $600,000.
Hallelujah, man.
Because we did it as a team, and you did it to obey God. And I don't care if you didn't put but $10 in there, if that's what God told you to do, and you obeyed Him.
Hallelujah.
If you didn't repent, you can have it anyway. Brother Copeland, I know it. But your spirit grabbed hold of it. Now, I've been doing this for 52 years. All right? So stay with me long enough till you get it. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
That's my seed.
That's my seed.
And I lay hold,
of a hundredfold
return.
In my life,
and in the world to come, eternal life. Now you can shout about it for sure.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians 6:7-8. What kind of overflowing harvest are you experiencing? Overflowing Harvest, by faith through love, a teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, reveals the truth that everything you do in life is a seed. There are spiritual, mental, physical, and financial seeds that you sow every day. It is due season for your harvest. You are continually sowing and continually reaping. So it's important to be aware of what you say, what you think, and how you respond. Learn about the supernatural harvest that can show up in your life. When you live by faith, you plant good seeds. Walk in love and open the door for your faith to work. Commit to the word and Satan will lose his grip on your overflow. The enemy cannot stop your seed from being harvested. Learn to experience the overflow because Satan is losing ground and God is the increase giver.
Make room for your abundant harvest. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 and request your free copy of Overflowing Harvest on MP3 disc or on DVD from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Determine your harvest by the purpose and quality of your seed. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
God has made provision. And more than enough for every one of us, all of His children. When you grab a hold of that truth, it will change your life. And spiritual law supersedes natural law every time. And I want to read this to you from the book of Galatians chapter 6. And it says in verse 6, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now listen, verse 8, "For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. I want to give you an opportunity today to sow or respond to the word that you've heard and begin today, right now, to experience the abundance that God has for you. You know, when you hear word like you have today on this broadcast, your first step after that ought to be to go before the Lord and say, how do I respond to this? In other words, how do I make sure this same good word that God in my life gets into the life of somebody else? And that's what partnership is all about. That's what sowing, when you're led by the Spirit of God to sow, that's what that sowing does, is it gets that word that brought change into your life, into the life of somebody else. And right now, I want to give you an opportunity to sow into the word that you've heard. Many of you watching this right now, you're partners with this ministry. Maybe you have been for a long time. We pray the blessing of the Lord over you in your life. If this is the first time you're sowing into this ministry, get on board with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and everything God is doing through the outreaches of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and be a part of the good news of Jesus Christ being preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Amen. Now listen, 2019 Midwest Victory Campaign in Southfield, Michigan is this week. And it's not too late for you to join us for these Power Pack meetings August 29th through the 31st. For more information, go to kcm.org. Now, this year is a big year for Kenneth Copeland Ministries because 2019, we are celebrating 40 years of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday broadcast. That's every Sunday for 40 years. That's a lot of word going out all over the world. And what an amazing testimony to the power and the grace of God. And partners, those of you who are sowing today, those of you who've been sowing year after year after year, I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and jumping on board with this ministry to get this word of faith preached all over the world. We bless you today as you sow in Jesus' name. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast available for you to receive free on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org for details. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. August 29th through the 31st, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Midwest Victory Campaign in Southfield, Michigan, USA. September 12th through the 14th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Gold Coast Victory Campaign in Queensland, Australia. November 7th through the 9th, join us at our nation's capital for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia, USA. For more information, visit kcm.org/events.